there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles Talking Basketball, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles. 25
Whistles. Hey, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings app and use the code BobbySports to get in the action. I'm ready to go. Extended blow. Let's start the show. This is my favorite couple of days of the year. The first Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday are awesome. I like bowl season in general as the whole product better, I think. But I love the first Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of the NCAA tournament.
It's so exciting.
I love, especially if your team's in it, I love the Selection Sunday show.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you love about it? Like, do you like just seeing their reactions?
No, I'm just waiting. I just want to see where I'm going.
Okay.
Like last night, we're ready to go, and I'm going, God dang, please put us in Birmingham so I can drive 3 hours only. I'm begging for Arkansas to play in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. And so they go first, let's go to the Birmingham, Auburn. God dang
it. We beat them.
It was an 8-9. And then, because I think there were a 9. And then they had another possible 8-9 in Birmingham. And we hit that either. And so I was ticked. Now, the good news is, since it was Birmingham, Alabama got the number one overall, that Alabama was going to be in the Birmingham region. I don't want to be up there with Alabama. I don't want to be playing Alabama. But it had been nice to be able to drive 3 hours instead of have to fly to Des Moines, which is what's up.
Yeah.
I'm just glad it wasn't Sacramento or Denver or Albany, which is where we were last year. So Des Moines, doable. Columbus, doable. Greensboro was doable. Birmingham was easy.
Mm-hmm. But like what? The tips of the United States is just impossible for you to get to? Is that it?
Well, it's much harder because it's much farther, but you, and I got to do the show.
You're going to figure it out.
I'll get there.
Right.
I'll get wagon. I'll hitchhike.
You're going to go either way.
Yes. So, but I just want to close. It just would have been so much easier. I could have driven back and forth easily. Walker's driving 100 miles a day.
Who?
Or Walker Coleman. I keep thinking he's Walker Burroughs.
No, I'm switching my name to Walker now.
No, it's just I worked with Walker Burroughs for so long. He's also Coleman's age. And they both have a name that's a last name.
Is he 12 as well?
Yes, he literally is. And I always think about Walker like your first name's the last name. That's always what I think about. Right. And I never say it. Same thing to Coleman. I'm like, your first name's the last name, bro.
But it anyway. It is. Blame my parents. Eddie, you seem to have an issue with Selection Sunday. What's the beef?
I mean, I just kind of, I like seeing the bracket once it's done. Like, I mean,
You don't like it laid out?
I don't really, I've never really sat and watched a whole Selection Sunday.
Well, the
That's crazy to me.
Me too. I think he's ridiculous, stupid, and ugly. But still.
I mean, I watched games. I just didn't watch that.
The part that I do like a little better is they get right to it. They used to do an hour long, and they drag it all out, and then at the end, they'd reveal the brackets. At least now they go, all right, we're here. Quick. All right, Clark Kellogg, say a couple words that we don't care about. Let's go. And then they go, and they reveal the first. And now it takes 30 minutes to get through all four of them, but you feel like you could be called at any time. Instead of how it used to be when it was an hour long, and you're like, just get to the freaking brackets, man.
Yeah.
And they waited the last 15 minutes. So I love 6 p.m. I told my wife, we can do whatever you want. 6 p.m., I got to be back because I got to watch Selection Sunday and see where we're going. This is what I texted her yesterday at 5:58. This is live texting to my wife. I'm over at the guest house on the golf simulator. I'm praying we end up in Birmingham. That would be best case scenario for us all. 6:13, F, we didn't get Birmingham. 6:22, F, we didn't get Birmingham again. And I don't actually say the word. I just say F.
Yeah. You don't curse.
And then I said, well, there weren't our two chances. Neither. F. She said, two chances to get in the tournament or Birmingham? I said, correct.
Didn't answer that.
I didn't really answer it, I guess, now that I look back. And then I said, welp, Des Moines, Iowa. And she says, I saw that. Then she goes, well, I have to go pick up groceries.
All right, moving on with her life.
And that was it. She was over it. And so, but that's it. Arkansas will be in Des Moines. And where are you going to go, Coleman?
So I haven't decided. I thought about joining you in Des Moines because my Colgate boys are there, and I essentially promised them that I would go wherever they went.
Then you have to go.
They're the only potential Cinderella in the region. You being there may change it for me. I mean, if Colgate won and was a Cinderella as a 15 seed and I wasn't there, I would beat myself up about it for the end of time. So I may have to go there, but there's also a lot of potential upsets in Orlando and in Albany. So I'm between those three locations. I haven't decided yet, and I'm open to ideas.
Colgate can't beat Texas. You think after Texas manhandled Kansas, you still think Colgate has a shot?
It was a horrible draw. I'm furious about it. I thought surely they'd get a 14. They ended up a 15. And not only that, probably playing the toughest two seed, at least the way Texas is playing right now. But to take it back 2 years, 2021, Texas won this Big 12 tournament. They were a trendy pick to go to the Final Four, clicking at the right time. They lose to 14-seeded Abilene Christian. Colgate is so much better than a 15 seed. I would be furious if I'm Texas and have to play them in the first round. Yes, I do think Colgate has a chance. They have a chance with anybody because of how well they shoot it from three. But if they don't shoot it well, if Texas's athleticism overwhelms them, which could happen, they could get sent home, and then I'm stranded in Des Moines on Thursday with no potential Cinderellas left.
Which team, though, would be most upsetting if they won and you weren't there?
Oh, Colgate, for sure.
If it's that definitive, if it comes, you go there. I mean, if that's it.
So what's the promise? I don't understand. Like, you promised the whole team that you would follow them?
I didn't necessarily promise them, but they were like, where are you going? Are you going to the NCAA tournament? I was like, wherever y'all are headed. Assuming that they would be a 14, maybe end up in a regional where I could go, you know, see multiple potential Cinderellas that I've seen. But no, they put them in a regional where there's no other Cinderellas.
Well, let me throw this at you. If they're playing in Des Moines, what day are they playing? Thursday?
Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in Des Moines, I looked to see, because I was going to see if Caitlin's dad was going to drive up from near Tulsa. That's only a 6-hour drive. That ain't that bad of a drive to go to Des Moines on Thursday. And can you not get to Columbus or another one of those in a day drive on Friday?
Here's the issue. I'm in New York right now. So Albany makes a lot of sense for where I am. So I'm not sure, but also I know I'm going to Kansas City for the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight. So Des Moines would obviously be a lot closer to that.
Do you plan to stay on the road the whole time?
Yeah, I've been staying on the road. No, I planned on coming back, but being in New York, I don't know. I don't know if it makes sense to come back home and then fly out. I may just stay on the road. I haven't decided, but I'll probably come back home next week.
This guy's...
He's crazy, but I love it.
I'm exhausted hearing it.
He's got a last name as a first name. What did you expect?
Oh, I'm tired too, Kevin. It's wearing on me, but we're at the most exciting time of the year where I can't let it wear on me.
Let me do this real quick because I got to give you my parlay. We're going to let you know now so you have all the way up until Thursday if you want to hop on it. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. College basketball, here is your 25 whistles parlay. And this one here, I can't guarantee stuff legally. I can't even say the M word that rhymes with funny.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to say, if you want to collect some smiles, fill your pockets with smiles, not frowns. This is three level. Bet it, count it.
the dramatic pause.
Up first, Kansas minus 22 and a half versus Howard. They'll beat them by 40.
Oh, boy.
You writing it down, Eddie?
No, I'm not writing it down. I'm placing the bet.
Oh, okay.
Live.
Kansas minus 22 and a half v. Howard. That's number one. Number two.
Hey, hold on real quick. It's because they're going to put the pedal to the metal and not slow down. That's tournament style.
First of all, I'll be betting a lot of first half unders, and we can get to that later.
Okay.
But a lot of these teams get there and they go, wow, this is really cool. It takes a second. Now, these big schools end up drumming them because the talent catches up. But you're going to catch me betting a lot of first half unders. First half unders, not total game unders, first half unders. But more about that later.
Okay.
Kansas minus 22 and a half versus Howard. Now, a game that's interesting to me to watch because of the kid from Kentucky who went to Providence, who's now their leading scorer. But Kentucky and Providence, I'm taking the Kentucky money line. I'm not taking the point. I'm not giving Providence any points, but I'm taking the Kentucky money line. I don't think they lose that game, but that's going to be a really interesting game.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm not going to lie to you. If Providence wins, I'm actually okay with losing this bet. Because that'd be fun. That'd be fun for me. And then finally, you know it's coming. Arkansas money line versus Illinois. Woo. I don't tell you guys wrong about Arkansas very, very often, if ever. Sometimes I keep them off of it. But those are your three. And if you bet, it basically goes off like 5-1 if you do that. Those three together right now. Kansas minus 22 and a half. Arkansas money line, Kentucky money line. Get in. Go over to DraftKings Sportsbook. You'll see the little square up there with my like image, the cartoon around my head. If you want to take the 25 Whistles Parlay, you can check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users, use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states. But age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. See show notes for full details. Okay, so tomorrow night, the first four in Dayton, which, listen, the Pitt-Mississippi State game. Mississippi State's pretty athletic. I've watched them play a couple times this year. You know, they're a dangerous 11 seed. I just hate they have to play on Tuesday. That's an extra wear and tear. Then you got to travel again. And it's also like Selection Sunday. We got to play the play-in? Well, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's get off your butt because you got to go right now because you got to get there so you can play on Tuesday. But other than Mississippi State and I guess Pitt, Mississippi State's favorite, right? In that game, they got to be.
Yeah, 1.5.
I mean, I can see Mississippi State as an 11 actually scaring somebody. I'm not going to call it round two. I'll call it round one of the 60, you know, the first age of the yes, bracket, not 68, 64. Yeah. And then we start, which is super exciting. Walker. Oh my God, I'm about to kill myself.
Keep going. I've changed Walker my Coleman. Name already.
Coleman, who is your one Cinderella that you think could actually win based on their matchup? Not how good the team is, but based on their skill set and their matchup, you see they could actually pull it out.
I love Drake playing Miami. Miami didn't have a deep bench to begin with. They didn't have much size, much interior presence to begin with. And now they're losing most likely their big man, Norchad Omier. He left in the ACC tournament with an ankle injury. Even if he comes back, you don't expect him to be at full health. I think that really hurts them. Vegas agrees. Drake's only 2.5-point underdogs as the 12 seed. I love Drake to get a win in that matchup. Drake has coach's son, Tucker DeVries. Nearly a 20-point per game score, and then the next five leading scorers are all seniors. That is a team. I mean, doesn't that just sound like a Cinderella storyline? Coach's son, surrounded with seniors, very veteran. I want to say that their starting lineup, their average age is older than the Oklahoma City Thunder. This is an extremely veteran team. That's funny. I think they're going to be able to beat Miami, and I like them most due to their matchup.
What are the odds in that game? What's the spread on that game?
2.5. Miami.
That's all?
That's it?
Wow. Yeah. Didn't realize that.
Dang.
Crazy.
Okay, well, let's go around the room right now. And you don't have to hold to this, but you're picking a champion right now. And you guys know I was not in on Alabama until I had played them twice. And then I came in, I was like, they don't just shoot threes. They're so wildly athletic. And then Coleman and I got into a fist fight almost.
Oh, really?
And I was like, I'm in on Alabama. He's like, I'm not. They suck. They'll never be a number one, he said. Oof. And I said, I said, Coleman, I think they'll end up winning the conference tournament against A&M, and they'll be a number one seed. And he's like, that'll never happen. And then I said, Coleman, Arkansas will probably beat Auburn and then lose. Anyway, there's a lot of that happening. I made all that up. But I'm going to go with Alabama. Still, I'm sticking with them. They're just so athletic. Brandon Miller is so good. Should he be on the team?
well, yes.
Should he?
I mean, yes. As of now, there's no proof of anything. So,
who investigated it? Local authorities.
Alabama peeps.
Did you see the guys in the Alabama shirts that were like in the SEC killing one game at a time or what? And they were at the tournament?
Oh, no, I didn't
see
that.
What are we doing, guys?
You can't make light of that. Somebody actually died. Somebody on the team actually murdered somebody.
No.
What are we doing?
So I'm going as my pick to win it all, Alabama. And that is a chump pick because they are the overall number one, but I was in on them before it happened. And I'm also such an SEC homer. You knew it was going to be somebody from the SEC. Alabama's my pick. Coleman?
I'm going with Houston. And I know they just lost to Memphis in the American title game, and they're going to play much tougher competition en route to a national title than Memphis. But that was without Marcus Sasser. I've heard they were just holding him out for precautionary reasons after his groin injury. I think he'll come back and be fine. And they are the most balanced team in the country. UCLA is right there, but you could argue the best defensive team in the country. I think that's poised to win in March. They've, over the last 2 years, won 7 NCAA tournament games. They've got a lot of NCAA tournament winning experience on that roster. Super talented freshman and Jairus Walker to complement that experience with talent. I'm going with Houston, the Cougars, a mid-major. I guess they'll go to the Big 12 next year, but now still in a mid-major conference, winning the national title.
I mean, it's the fourth time they've won that conference in 5 years. Anybody that's won it 4 out of 5 years, that's a pretty weak conference. I mean, Kelvin Sampson's awesome. Were you even alive when he was coaching at Oklahoma?
I was. 2002 is kind of my first memories of college basketball, or basketball in general. My dad's team went to the state tournament. I watched OU make the Final Four that year. So, yes, I do remember the Kelvin days, but very little of them.
I love some. I mean, he went to Indiana. Then, right, let me see if I can remember this correctly. He went to Indiana, got in a little trouble, had a little issue there.
Yeah, and I think it was
like a phone,
issues that are so outdated now, like texting players too much or calling them too much, stuff that you can do now.
Yeah, like he liked feet.
No, that's not true.
Oh, that's not him?
More feet guys?
Recruits on it. Here we go. That's Buddy Boeheim. No, that's not
And that's
Buddy.
Not Jim Boeheim.
Jim.
Remember,
Jim.
That's actually Rex Ryan, but somehow we've turned it into every situation. Oh, that's one that likes feet.
That's funny.
Yeah, I watched Houston play Memphis yesterday, watched pretty much the whole game. I even texted Eddie. I was like, hey, Houston's down, I think, 6 or 8 at the time. Just put some eyes on it.
I think they were at +2 at the time, the live bet.
I put $58 on it. Except I accidentally pushed the 8 twice and accidentally bet $588.
Oh, my.
And no.
Exactly. And I sent it to Eddie immediately. I was like, oops, I accidentally bet this. I said, maybe that's a sign. I'm going to let it run. And I had him at +6.5 live betting. And it felt pretty good for a while.
Yeah.
And then it didn't feel good at all because they lost. And I lost all that money.
Yeah, not good.
And so, screw them is what I say.
Houston? For that? Because you accidentally hit 8.
Yeah. And then they played terrible. And then, Coleman, we were talking about Sasser, Eddie and I were debating why they held him out. I said I thought it was an injury, but Eddie said he didn't know. So it was a precautionary injury. So it wasn't quite an injury. It was them just holding him out just in case.
Yeah, he got hurt in the semis. And so then I guess they just decided to keep him out. Wasn't worth it. Obviously, they've got bigger goals in mind. But for whatever reason, over the last 2 years, Memphis has had a ton of success against Houston.
Eddie, who you got winning it?
I'm with you, man. I'm Alabama. And like I think looking at the bracket, Alabama's got a semi-easy road to go, at least to the Elite Eight. And once you get over there, and then you're dealing with Arizona and Baylor or whatever, tougher teams. But to get to the Elite Eight, I think Alabama's got a pretty smooth ride. And, dude, they'll get you inside. They'll get you outside. And you want to say, oh, they're so good at the threes. Guys, they don't miss the threes. Here's the thing with three-point teams. Sometimes you're hot. Sometimes you're not. They don't miss.
Ooh, famous last words, though.
Well, you know, I'm just from what I've seen is just all season long. It's like, I mean, they're going to try to shoot at least 40. They're going to go in. Alabama right now, I don't see anyone beating Alabama.
Oklahoma beat them pretty good this year. I mean, they've lost 5 games.
Oh, I get it. But man, it's just like right now they're on a roll and I like Alabama to win it all.
Kevin, can you find their road? Can you let me know bracket wise who Alabama's got to beat? I got 100 sheets of paper here and it for every single thing.
Yeah.
So if you can read me their road. But Alabama 29-5, and they whooped A&M real good.
I thought A&M has a pretty good team,
and even their defense,
like they made Texas A&M like look like they had no game plan to win that game offensively.
What do you got, Kevin?
So they play the winner of Maryland West Virginia next second round.
What's the W?
And easy breezy. Win there, then probably Virginia or San Diego State in third round.
Easy breezy. Let's go.
And yep, then,
oh, he's getting kicked out of his room.
It's the late checkout. Late checkout.
Why does Coleman always? You're in a hotel. It looks like you're in some sort of kitchen or something.
I told them late checkout. I'm good.
No, I know, but it looks like you're in like a kitchen of a restaurant.
I'm in a hotel room. It's a very tiny hotel room pod. It's like 115 square feet. It is tiny, a box basically.
Oh, he's in New York. Yeah, those are tall. Yeah, those are small. Right.
And then who else?
And then the others in that same bracket would be Baylor, Arizona.
I mean, Arizona's nasty. Yeah. Arizona can win the thing. Like, I think Arizona's a really good team. Just, it's unfair for us because we don't get to watch many of their games because they're West Coast, and I fall asleep. I don't get to spend a lot of time watching them. And you think I'm going to go back and watch clips? No, I got to watch Last of Us. I got a bunch of shows I got to watch. I got to watch clips. Kevin, by the way, it's your birthday.
Yes.
Look at you.
Yay. Happy birthday, Kevin.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you.
What age are you now?
Thank you. I am 32 now.
Oh, that's a good age.
Is
yeah,
it?
That's a good age for me. Yeah.
What was 32?
I don't remember, dude. What happened? I was drunk the whole year. That's how I know it's a good age.
Okay.
Well, 31 was good, so hopefully 32 is just as good.
Kevin, who's your winner?
I've been going back and forth, and I can't help but to say Texas after watching them the other night against Kansas. And I know Coleman talked about it a couple years ago. They had the same momentum going in, but they smoked Kansas.
Yeah, they did. It was brutal.
Absolutely smoked them. And they turned it on. And when they get going, man, they can score with anybody. So I'm going to go with Texas.
It's a good pick. I thought Texas might get a one. And they ended up two. Purdue, did you watch the championship game? I mean, it went right down to it.
They almost blew it.
Yeah, they did almost blow it. What they did, a little touch. There was 0.6 left. Did you guys see the inbound?
Yeah.
All they had to do was inbound, and they just threw it up, and he just tipped the ball.
Yeah.
Pretty good little play. I liked it.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes. That it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There was an inbound with the Auburn-Arkansas SEC tournament game, which we went to. And there were, I think, 3 seconds left, and Auburn needed a three in order to tie the game. And they had the look. But right before, and they call timeout, and so they're setting up their play, and they have to go for three. They're down three. And we sit the whole time. I'm nervous, obviously. I'm pacing, just in my little spot there.
Yeah, not a lot of room to pace.
Yeah, not a lot, but I was pacing my mind. And the whole time, I'd taken a lot of pictures with a lot of listeners because, you know, look, I'm so, what?
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
I'm somewhere that if I'm in public, I get it. It's awesome. I'm just grateful that anybody listens to this show, listens to any show that I do. But it's like at a urinal, that ain't a place, and that's happened before. Like midstream. Hey, man, can I get a picture?
Oh.
And the answer is yes, but not right at the second. Like, I don't want to burn. I don't want it to burn. Right?
Yeah, well, you don't want to hold it.
Right. So they call timeout. The timeout's almost over. The ref goes to blow the whistle to get back in play and is about to hand the ball to the player to throw in. And do you know what happened? Did you see what happened?
Oh, we saw it.
What happened?
Someone came up and asked for a picture.
Right then, a woman comes up. Hey, can I get a picture? Right as they're
like,
about to,
right then, Coleman.
Right as they're about to inbound the ball.
Read the room. It was read awful. The room.
And I did. I took the picture with her. And I was like, yeah. I said, let me do it really quickly. Boom. Took the picture, handed the phone back. Right then, the ball gets thrown in. Luckily, they missed it. But I think that's worse than midstream. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. That was bad timing, man.
It's bad. I don't think she knew the difference. She was just, she had waited to get down. She finally got down. And let's go. I'm happy to take it. It was just, I'd have preferred her waiting like 15 more seconds. Because I was just so like, oh, it scared. When she grabbed my shoulder, it scared me because I was like, who is going to? It's like I'm praying and somebody interrupts you. Like, what's happening? This must be pretty big. But yeah, that was a tough one. But I'm glad we won that game. Probably helped us get to an 8 from a 10 maybe. But us three went to the big conference tournament. That was fun.
The game was awesome.
It was a blast.
So we have our picks here. Coleman's Houston. I'm Bama. Eddie's Bama.
I'm Bama.
Kevin's Texas. Are we all getting in the Calcutta on Wednesday night?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Coleman, are you in too? Okay, just making sure. And make sure your time zone is, because sometimes people log on an hour late and they're like, oh, sorry, I didn't know. I think Matt Jones last year got in at the wrong time, like an hour late because he's Eastern time zone. Everybody's like, we're doing it at 8. And also, are you guys wanting to get in and buy one of my spots, a third of my spot?
Yeah, how much was that?
Well, I paid $100, so you'd owe me 30.
33, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, shipping and handling, 35. I'll take 35.
Whoa, whoa, easy on the shipping and handling.
Yeah,
interest.
Shipping and handling.
We're not shipping the
and
picks
so
anywhere.
We settle on one team, and then if they win, and you each day of the tournament, you have to pick a team.
I love it.
And if they win, you're still in, but if they lose, you're out completely. And if they win, you can't use them again. It's much like a Survivor it's NFL great. Pool. So we're going to be in?
Yeah, in.
I'll need your money before the end of the day.
Okay. Get to you right now.
Into business. Yeah. Okay, we'll come back to the tournament in a second. I do want to talk about, well, let's go to the big trade that happened between the Panthers and the Bears. Kevin, walk me through it real quick.
Yeah, so the Bears got pick number 9 from the Panthers. They just swapped the first round this year, and they got pick 61 as well, first round for next year, second round for 25, and wide receiver DJ Moore.
Oh, with wow. DJ Moore, I can tell you this, great young receiver, because on Madden, it's 2029, he's still like 92.
Oh, man. Really? In 2029?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool,
that's
man.
Season, yeah.
Look at DJ
so he's
Moore.
He's still rocking it.
Okay.
And also, they can now focus and take that number 9 pick and either trade it as well and move down. But they need offense and defensive linemen. I think that's probably what they're going to do. They have a receiver. They got their quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Who's their running back?
They're able to focus into – who cares? Yeah, who cares about running backs in the NFL?
Well, I'm just looking at an overall
they're all this,
team.
They're all the same unless you've got like 3 of them that are separators.
Yeah.
That's why nobody drafts running backs in the first round, except for like maybe 1 a year. Bijan Robinson will go in the first round.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't see a running back going because we've seen they're all pretty, the I don't want to say replaceable, but depending on the scheme, like Derrick Henry would be so good in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd be so good up there because you know the Titans are going to just change out everybody. I would if I were a new GM. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go into somebody's house, use their old furniture they've been peeing on for the last few years.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't think about it that way.
But I thought that the Bears handled that trade situation really good. I think that's quite the load.
And I did see some stuff over the weekend that the Panthers are thinking about trading that number 1 pick now. You think any of that's
no,
true?
No, I don't think that's true. But I did see that the C.J. Stroud went to the favorite the last time I looked at the number 1 pick. No. I need to look again today, but somebody must know something.
Well, in February, Josh McCown, who's a quarterback coach for the Panthers now, he said on somebody's podcast that, talking about Bryce Young, he liked him and his athleticism and whatnot, but he was worried about his size and being able to sustain injuries NFL.
I think I even worry about that. I still draft him at 1.
Same.
But look at the futures and see what the odds are for the first pick at this point. I don't think Carolina trades up to that, but what would be hilarious is if they did and they got even more than the Bears got.
I know. That's what I want to see.
That would be funny. So I thought it was a good trade for both teams. The Bears got what they needed. They still have a high enough pick to get what they need in the draft this year. Carolina's going to be able to get their quarterback. They shifted ones, traded a good young receiver. What do you have?
Yeah, it is C.J. Stroud at minus 450 and then Bryce Young at plus 380.
That's massive.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was a massive shift.
Yeah.
And I saw when it was like minus 150 and I was like, oh, somebody knows something. But now that it's at minus 450.
Wow.
They know something.
So it looks like he'll go number one.
Wow.
That is crazy. All right. So, and remember this, that only gets to happen because of that stupid Texans play.
Yes. Davis Mills.
That trade doesn't even happen without Lovie Smith going for it for two.
That's right.
Because the Colts would have been at number one. And the Colts won the game because the Texans won the game. They would have been number one.
Yes.
Right. When they beat the Colts.
If they lost.
Yes. And they went for 2-1.
Yes.
There you go. Thank you. Baker Mayfield will probably go down to Tampa and start. I'm seeing this.
Oh, wow.
Or at least go down and compete for the job. I think that'd be great for him. There aren't high expectations on that team next year. I'm a big Baker Mayfield guy.
You are.
Do you know why?
Oklahoma.
No.
And your wife's from Oklahoma.
No.
DM.
No.
Oh, he's a fan of yours.
Yes. That's the only reason.
He listened to the radio show.
I will admit that I am biased to people who are biased towards me. The end. He messaged me. It's like,
natural.
He's like a massive fan. When I was going to Lake Travis, that's where he went. He's like, we used to listen all the time. I'm a big Baker Mayfield guy.
So dumb.
So I would what?
It's just dumb. It's like they say, like, hey man, I've been listening to you since high school, and you're like, I love you.
Yeah, but I don't lie about
you're
it.
You're my dude.
But I say it. I don't lie about it. If I lied about it, it'd be different. Jalen Ramsey gets traded to Miami.
Ooh, yeah. Making moves. Well,
why didn't you get Baker on the Rich Eisen show? Did he not say yes?
What? Did we asked for him way late, didn't we?
Yeah, it was later.
We were like about to go in. And we're like, what about Baker? And then
I think he wasn't available.
Then yeah, whenever it was. No, we wanted to put you on Coleman. It was either you or Baker.
Right. And we went, special guest Coleman Crowley.
We went with you. Hey, how about Ja Morant?
The pictures?
First of all, we talked about the gun last week, but in that same strip club. By the way, they kept saying club. I didn't know it was strip club.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Until it started, the pictures of the strip club came out.
I thought it was a dance club.
I thought it was like a club.
Mm.
Well, in the video, you could see some stuff.
In the video, you could. Yeah. I guess what they were showing when I was watching it, you couldn't see stuff, or they were blurring it out.
Okay.
I just thought it was a club, and they were blurring people out in the background because they didn't want the people to be seen. I didn't know his breasts.
Yo, apparently Kevin examined that video.
Apparently
very well.
So. He went to the uncut version after midnight. So there's a picture now of Ja just like sitting, and there's a stripper on him, just in like a thong. And the floor, you can't see the floor or really the surface of the table or the chairs because everything's covered in money. It's like they went in and papered the room with money and just said, unbelievable. I've never seen that before in my life.
Yeah.
Now, if that's his thing, and the guy was like, he came in, he tipped a bunch of money, never drank, was super cool.
That was his money?
Of course.
Wow. That's amazing.
I mean, I have no problem because I've never been to a strip club ever, so I'm saying it ain't for me. But if that's what he's doing, that's his thing.
Yeah, that's legal.
He's not hurting anybody. Great. I think it kind of sucks they released that picture.
Yes.
That ain't for me, but that doesn't mean it ain't for everybody. And he wasn't doing anything wrong. The woman didn't say anything wrong. They just had compliment. But because it was the place where the gun was, I guess they felt like they could leak that. If I were a ball player or if I had a bunch of money or if I – there was no chance I would go to that club now.
Mm-mm.
I don't even want cameras up when I'm in there.
Yeah.
I won't even go to one because I don't want you guys watching me.
We won't watch it.
You would, though. I know you'd be like, hee-hee, look at it, first time ever. Stupid. So that happened. Tell me how – because I'm watching Tyreek run this 60-meter race – against other people, but how does he even get in the race?
So it's a company or USA Track and Field Masters Indoor Championship.
So is that not like the...
You can sign, so it's like 25 and older. He was racing between 25 and 29, I believe. And I can sign up if you want.
Well, some of those guys he was racing against look like schlubs.
Yeah.
I thought he was running against Olympic runners.
No. Yeah. No.
And then all of a sudden I see Eddie running behind him. Hey!
That's what it looked like.
Finishing third.
Yeah, it's $55 a year if you want to be a member.
Listen, he can fly, obviously, and he did win this thing. But I thought when I saw it, I was like, oh, he's Olympic fast. No, he just went and signed up at the Y and basically ran against people.
Yeah.
So who were those other runners? They're just dudes that like to run?
A couple of them did not look like runners.
Yeah. Or did Tyreek make them look like non-runners?
Both.
Yeah.
I mean, because he was flying.
But did you watch them?
Yeah. No. I mainly watched Tyreek because, I mean, it was.
You should go back and watch like two of the other ones.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. Pretty bad. It's like they also signed up and made it to the end.
Huh.
But yeah, it loses a little luster when you find out you can just go pay $60 a year or whatever and then just go get in the race.
Right.
But yeah, no, he's still obviously was flying.
Would have been 213th ranked in the world from the past Olympic trials, by the way.
His time.
His time.
That's interesting. To be fair, if you're running against faster people, he probably would run a little faster.
Yeah.
Meaning you get pushed running alongside faster folks. But that's why he'd have been 213.
213.
I thought he won a gold medal. I'll be honest with you. The first time I saw it, I was like, oh, this must be the Olympic trials, and Tyreek Hill just won the gold medal. Ready for the underdogs, the upsets, the unbelievable action from DraftKings Sportsbook. The biggest tournament in college basketball is here right now. New customers can bet just $5 on college hoops and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, for a limited time, all customers can score a no-sweat bet during round one and two of the tournament. Go to the app, opt in, and place a no-sweat bet this weekend. If it doesn't hit, you'll get a bonus bet back up to $10. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with the code BOBBYSPORTS. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly, win or lose. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code BOBBYSPORTS, 21 and up in most eligible states. But age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Gambling problem. 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. See show notes for full details. But for sure, go over to DraftKings Sportsbook. Put in Bobby Sports and more smiles and frowns. We'll put you there. We will lead you there. All right, let's go through a little bit of the tournament again. This is going to be mostly our life for the next few weeks.
Oh, gosh, I can't wait.
Man, the first week is... Last year was amazing. There were a lot of teams getting knocked off. We had a Cinderella making its way, possibly to the Final Four. Kentucky goes down early. I mean, there were just a lot of great stories in the first 3 days of the first 4 days. Then there's like the 2-3 years ago where no upsets happened, and it was just like... You just need a couple. You just need a couple close games to make you feel like it can happen.
Yeah.
And with the parity in college basketball, like, I got to see one of these Coleman teams win.
Absolutely.
They're all Coleman teams to me at this point.
Coleman teams. Mm-hmm.
Coleman. So let's take Colgate out of it. Give me one of these squads here that maybe they may not win, but they'll cover. Look at that.
Maybe not win, but cover. Okay, I love UNC Asheville, plus 18. They're playing UCLA. I cannot believe they're 18-point dogs. UNC Asheville is considered as the luckiest team in the country, meaning they've won a ton of close games. They have 9 second-half comebacks. This team, if they sense that they have a chance to win late in the game, they're going to find a way to do it. They have Drew Pember. He averages about 22 points, 10 boards a game. They've got a top 5 three-point shooter in the country in Tayshaun Jones. They're one of the best teams in the country at drawing fouls. And why that's important, UCLA only has about a 7-man rotation when they're healthy. Jalen Clark, their third leading scorer, is hurt. One of their bigs, Adam Bona, they don't know if he'll be healthy or not. So if UNC Asheville is able to get UCLA in foul trouble, there could be a potential upset brewing. I really doubt they pull off the upset. UCLA is a great defensive team, forced turnovers. Sometimes UNC Asheville struggles taking care of it. But I love them to cover the 18 points. That's a ton of points for a team that I think has potential to maybe pull off the win if things break the right way. They're able to draw fouls.
I'm looking at the upset chances. They stick in all these teams and what they do and why they do it in the analytics here. The number one with 39.3% chance of an upset is number 13, Furman, over number 4, Virginia.
Furman.
I love that one.
You know, and the thing about Virginia, why they lost the first round, they're the first, one to get beat by 16?
Oh, yeah.
But then they won the national championship the next year. But it's they're not really a team that comes from behind well, and they don't play – they play really slow. Mm-hmm. And so that matchup, if it's just the exact right matchup, it could be deadly for them. But they give that a 39.3% chance.
Wow.
That's good. We love Furman here. That's number one. We do love
Big
Furman.
Big Furman, guys.
Coleman went 4-for-4 on Furman. Yeah. Crushed it.
Big Furman.
At 37.8%, Mississippi State over Iowa State. Now, that's if Mississippi State gets in.
All right.
They're very athletic. But Mississippi State over Iowa State, 37.8% chance. That's if they beat Pitt. And at number three, Drake over Miami at 31%, which is what Coleman was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole story was the ACC regular season champs get no love, but does Miami really deserve it? Do they deserve love, Coleman?
If Omer's not healthy, absolutely not. They were a trendy tweet about 3 weeks ago that, oh, this Miami team can make a run to the Final Four. They have that type of potential. We saw them go to the Elite Eight last year, but with no healthy Omer, that really hurts their balance. They were already extremely guard-oriented. It's only going to exaggerate that. So absolutely, Drake's right for an upset. And that Furman pick, Furman is one of the best offenses in the country, not just in mid-major basketball, in the country. They have so many weapons. Now, they're apathetic to the defensive end of the floor. Because of that, they can give up big runs at times. But if they're able to speed Virginia up and just frankly outscore them, obviously if they outscore, they'll win. But Virginia has a tough time putting the ball in the hole at times. Furman, that is not an issue for them. I agree completely that that's a very ripe upset.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you feel about my sweatsuit today?
Looks good. Very Arkansas.
Well, that's what it is.
Arkansas.
My wife got it for me. She's like, I got you a sweatsuit. I don't really wear sweatsuits to work anymore. More of a professional. But today, no guests. Ripe off feeling good about where we're going. Not great. As I mentioned earlier, I'd have preferred Birmingham. But I wore my Arkansas sweatsuit.
That is matching. I didn't realize. It's a one-piece.
It's not a one-piece.
No. What I'm saying is it's like you buy it as one.
Yeah.
The pants and the shirt.
That's
interesting.
Right. She ordered it for me.
Wow, man. That's really cool.
Thank you very much.
You like them against Illinois. You've obviously said that. How do you feel about
it? Well, I don't. I'm going to tell you what I think. Illinois is really good for a 9. They're really great, and then they're terrible, but you just don't want to catch them on a great night. That's what sucks about Illinois is they could beat Kansas. Hear me now. Illinois could beat Kansas.
I had a lot of frowns on Illinois all season, so I'm with the Razorbacks.
I think we'll win. Listen, my real pick for the national championship is Arkansas. I just said Alabama to, like, you guys would believe other things I said. Mm-hmm. But I do think we can win. Last time I looked, we were a 3-point favorite. They don't matter to us. We'll lose as a favorite. We'll show you.
Oh, wow.
Trust me, we've done it before.
Yeah.
That freaking A&M game was brutal.
Yeah.
But that just shows you when we were up by 12. Second half.
It was like the Auburn game a little bit. I mean, the Auburn
game.
We've
done that a lot. We're young. We get way up and then.
And just take it easy.
We just haven't been in enough games. And Nick Smith's back. I felt like his conditioning during the A&M game showed a little bit. Front rim. A lot of front rim. You know what it means? Well, Coleman, you'll know this. What's front rim mean?
I'm sorry. I don't know what front
rim. It means he's tired. He can't get the ball. His
the
cardio
ball hits the
isn't
front
good.
Of the rim?
Oh,
a lot
I
of front
this.
Rim.
Is there
this.
Short?
All of them. Short.
Front rim.
Okay. Didn't put enough on it. He's tired.
I'm going to use that
Sleepy.
One.
Sleepy. Fatigued. And, you know, he missed 2 months of the season. Makes sense. He'd played 2 games in a row for the first time all year. Front rim, constantly. I said to my wife, front rim. She goes, okay, that's the one thing you know? You're going to say that over and over again? I was like, yeah.
What I'm trying to get going is and two. Like, it's just not sticking. I've been trying
for... It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Two. Like, you get fouled, you don't make it. And two.
Oh, got it. Yeah, that's stupid.
But...
It's your front rim. Like, yeah. Three in a row, be on the front rim, and then say, like, he's tired. Can't get the ball all the way up there.
I'll try both of them.
So, I do think Arkansas can beat Illinois. I think Arkansas beat Kansas, honestly. I think we can pretty much beat anybody.
You believe that. You believe
that. Yeah. Why not? I'll be there. I'll be cheering. I was a sad fan. It's Friday night when the camera focuses on a sad fan. Yeah.
I saw that live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
F them.
I mean, surely one of the one seeds goes home. All four of them aren't world beaters. Surely one of the one seeds go home. I hope for your sake, Bobby, it's Kansas.
Me too. Ooh. And Coleman told me once, sets up perfectly because there's been a seven seed or higher in what, the final four in the last how many years? What's the situation?
It was like 8 of the last 10 years there's been a seven seed in the final four.
Guess what Arkansas is?
Seven seed or worse.
Yeah, an eight.
Eight.
That's right. Oof. Let's go. We ain't sucking high.
This year's North Carolina.
North Carolina didn't even make it. Then they said no to the NIT. It just, listen, if I were them, I probably would have said no too. I know that it was a very chump looking no, but I'd have just been like, yeah, I'm just going to chump it out. That sucks. We're upset. We suck. We feel like our program's too good to go play in the NIT. And yeah, they look like freaking losers, but I'd have probably been a freaking loser too then.
If you think you're too good to play in the NIT, win more games.
I agree with that.
I think that's absolutely
right. But I didn't win more games, so I suck, and I'm going to continue looking sucky because my feelings are hurt. My boo-boo hurts. Yeah, no, it's a wimpy thing to do. It was very – and also consider this. I don't know how many freshmen do they have starting on that team or that play a significant amount of minutes. If those guys are freshmen and they're going to the NBA, they probably weren't going to play in the NIT. They'd probably leave – I know with Arkansas, we were never out of it. We were always in the tournament. But I would imagine we have two lottery picks and another freshman that may go. I can't imagine those guys staying around to play in the NIT. They'd probably just go get NBA ready. And if that's the case with your roster, you don't want to send a team to also lose quickly in the NIT. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, listen, yeah, they did look like – it was a bad look for North Carolina. It's hilarious, the first number one ever when the season starts, preseason number one, to not make the NCAA tournament. Hilarious. Put that in your blue blood and suck it, is what I say. Let's roll down the regions real quick. Alabama and Texas A&M. Well, they'll play that playing game. Alabama wins that one. Maryland or West Virginia? Coleman?
I'll go West Virginia.
That'd be a good one. I feel like that'd be a pretty good game, though. San Diego State – versus Charleston. San Diego State's a pretty good team. And it's since they're so West Coast and they're not UCLA or USC or Oregon.
It's hard to find them on TV.
It is. But San Diego State's a pretty good team. How do you feel about the number five, San Diego State?
You know, both of those matchups are very similar, the 5-12 and 4-13 in that regional, in that San Diego State, Virginia, both of them, their calling card is defense. They both struggle to score at times, and Charleston and Furman are both very good offensive teams that if they're just hot from the perimeter, both of those teams shoot the three a ton. If they're just hot from the perimeter, I absolutely think they could outscore San Diego State. But San Diego State, terrific defensively, defends the three ball well. I'm going to take San Diego State there, but I wouldn't blame anybody taking Charleston.
That's a real cop-out answer in case you miss it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take them, but you know what? I wouldn't blame you if you did. That way you cover it both. Yeah. Creighton and NC State. Baylor and Santa Barbara are in Denver. Baylor's got three guards. I don't think UC Santa Barbara can stay with them. I feel like that line, Baylor's going to run way over -10.5. I feel like Baylor's going to win by 16, 18 points. Yeah. What do you think about that, Coleman, that Baylor, UC Santa Barbara spread-wise?
Yeah, I think Baylor will run away with that one and then have a tough matchup with Creighton in that round of 32. That would be an awesome game if we can get it. Big time round of 32 matchup. Actually, in this regional, I'm going against you Alabama guys, as I've been saying all year long. I'm going with Creighton to make the Final Four in this regional. But yes, I think Baylor takes care of UCSB.
Yeah, Creighton's real good.
Have you seen NC State though, Coleman? Like that, you're trying to score on the inside with Big Bully in the middle. You're not going to do it.
I watched NC State a little bit earlier in the year. I haven't seen him much of late. I mean, Creighton's got Kalkbrenner as well, a 7-footer. I think Creighton will be able to win.
Utah State's a 2-point favorite over Missouri. Missouri's a 7, Utah State's a 10. I was surprised to see that line. I'll be throwing a bunch on Missouri here, but I am an SEC homer.
Mm-hmm.
Coleman, as not an SEC homer, how do you feel about that game?
You know, Missouri, the predictive metrics have hated them all year, and then they just continue to find ways to win. I may go Utah State in that one, I think.
But he wouldn't blame you if he didn't.
But no blame given out if he didn't.
Arizona should punk Princeton. Purdue, that's an easy one. 116.
I do think Purdue's, though, the one that does get knocked out. Not in the first
round.
Last
year, they went out way earlier than they should, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, is it style? The Big Ten teams just can't play fast? Is that why this is happening?
I mean, I think they rely a lot on Edie. I mean, they really do. And sure, he's good. He's awesome. But he's not going to score everything for you. So I think one team that just takes advantage of that, they can just take him out of the game completely. No rebounds. Yeah, they can beat him.
I think Memphis could beat Purdue. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Florida Atlantic at all. And that's an 8-9 game. Have you watched Florida Atlantic at all, Coleman?
No, I was never able to make it to Boca Raton or any of their road games, which I hate given the year that they've had 31 wins. But I love Memphis. Memphis was in an 8-9 game last year in the round of 32, almost beat Gonzaga. They're peaking, trending upwards just like they were last year. Wouldn't be stunned if this time they pull it off, beat Purdue. Purdue seems like a team that peaked in mid-January.
Boy, that Memphis
so I wouldn't
game.
Be shocked Memphis gets to the Sweet 16.
Ooh, that's good.
That was a great game, the Memphis-Gonzaga game. Gonzaga had to come back to win. That was a really great game. Duke and Oral Roberts. Here's the thing about Oral Roberts. Don't sleep on them.
I haven't seen them. I haven't seen them all year.
Connor Vanover can shoot at 7-2.
Oh, this is your Arkansas guy.
Yeah, and he can shoot, and it's an offense that he actually makes sense in. At Arkansas, it was tough. He couldn't keep up. He couldn't play defense because they were running. I believe he was defensive player of the year, maybe player of the year for the whole conference. But Duke's playing really well. How hilarious if they win now that Coach K is gone. That, to me, would be so funny if they won it all this year.
He would be furious. Coach K,
he'd go like that. Well, I worked with him some, and you know, when you guys didn't see it. You know, you're claiming some of that crap.
Yeah.
Oral Roberts, hear me now. Oral Roberts will cover versus Duke. Right. They may not win, but it's Duke 6.5 right now.
Okay.
Kentucky and Providence. That'll be interesting because, again, Providence lead scorer, former Big Blue Nation, who wasn't getting the minutes, so he left. And you know, he's like, God dang, we got to go play Kentucky. Because he knows. Or is he like, let's go play Kentucky. All eyes are on him. Conference leading scorer. Kentucky's only a 4-point favorite. What do you think about that one?
I like Kentucky in this one. Granted, Hopkins going to have, you know, some extra incentive to play really well, try to knock off his former team. But Providence has been turning in the wrong direction. There's talk of Ed Cooley going to Georgetown. I feel like it's affecting the team. Yeah. I like Kentucky to handle that one.
Do you believe in Marquette?
I don't. That's actually my 15 over the 2 pick.
Yeah, I don't believe in Marquette either. Go ahead.
I've got Vermont. Their 6 leading scorers are seniors. They're an extremely veteran team. They're top 10 in the country in taking care of the basketball, not turning it over. And Marquette is a type of team that when they're not turning you over, they're giving up points. They're great in transition, great at turning you over and getting out and running. But when they're not doing that, Vermont, like I said, takes care of the basketball. They're susceptible. I've got Vermont pulling off this upset as a double-digit dog in a 15 seed.
That's brave. But if
very brave.
You know, if he wouldn't mind.
Marquette could win.
I think Marquette wins that. But I think, I think USC-Michigan State game should be a really good, you know, 7-10. I think either one of those teams probably beat Marquette. I know they're a 2 seed. I'm just not a big believer. I've watched Marquette play twice. So, and then I base my knowledge off of just stealing other people's ideas and what they say about Marquette,
like
too.
Like Quick Holman just
so, said? Yeah, so I watch Marquette twice, and then I watch all the people I like and go, well, they also don't believe in them, so I don't either. Midwest, quickly, I don't care about that one. Iowa-Auburn, who cares? They'll get run by Houston. Miami-Drake, we did that. Indiana-Kent State, don't care. You believe in Xavier?
Not necessarily, no. They got a good matchup. Kennesaw State's an incredible story. Had one win 3 years ago, had 5 wins just 2 years ago. Each of their 4 leading scorers were a part of that 5-win team. One of them was a part of that 1-win team. They've won 26 games this year. The best turnaround in college basketball. But I think they've won a lot of close games and aren't that great. Xavier's going to take care of business, but I love that 6-11 to beat them in the round of 32, whether it's Iowa State or Mississippi State.
A lot of the Texas A&M people are crying because they got a 7 seed. And I would agree, they probably should have got a 5. I'm going to go 4. Here's the thing. They didn't play anybody non-conference. And then last year, it's you know, Buzz ruffled some feathers with his comments. So I think they were punished because of that. But here's the deal. Anytime I can get Texas A&M and Texas to play, they're going to kill each other. Texas A&M, they have to beat Penn State. Penn State's not a joke. We watched Penn State play Purdue really close. I do think Texas A&M beats them. I mean, he's got Colgate pushing Texas, you know. I don't see that.
I don't see that either. But
Texas
I like
A&M
it.
And Texas, that's so unfortunate for Texas A&M. That if they win, they then have to go play Texas.
That's tough.
It's hilarious, but it is unfortunate for them. Unless they win, then it's the greatest thing that ever happened to them.
But do you all remember, like, this was probably 2016, I think. Texas and Texas A&M were supposed to play each other in the round of 32, and Texas got beat on a half-court buzzer beater by Northern Iowa in Oklahoma City. Ended up not playing one another. Maybe Colgate ruins that draw.
Well, he's holding on to that Colgate.
He is. I love it.
All right, let's wrap with this, and we'll talk a little bit of golf. Coleman, if you need to go, go ahead and get out of that room.
I'm good.
Okay.
When they knock again, then I'll go.
We got like five more minutes or so.
Yeah.
That we're going to hang out here. So I will talk about the players, which was, you know, it's not a major, but it's close.
Yeah. It was a bad Sunday, though.
In what way?
Not a lot happened on Sunday.
That's true.
Scotty Scheffler just took off.
He's unbelievable.
Didn't look back.
He's unbelievable. And I guess I didn't understand how unbelievable he was and how quickly it came until I watched Full Swing, his episode. I just knew him as like, oh, he's awesome. But to see that he never won. Oh, won his first one. One. Ah, he's here. It's a crazy episode. I really like him. I mean, he's like you hate to say like us, but he's like a goof.
Just a normal dude. Yeah.
He's like just a guy. Like, you know, you would see some of those guys, they grew up, they look good, they're muscular, they were always, you know, the next big thing. And Scheffler's like, oh, I don't know. I was watching Andy Griffith all morning.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. So he dominated. He won $4.5 million yesterday.
Wow.
Nice.
He's That's also, awesome. Again, the number one golfer in the world. It went from him to Rom to Rory, and now it's back to him again, which is wild. He is only 26 years old.
Oh, wow. He looks like he's 40.
Yes. I agree.
He looks like us.
Yes. That's why I say.
Dude's like us.
You look better.
He's also nice and humble, just like us.
That's
exactly.
It. That's it, Coleman.
And so our personal favorite, Chesson Hadley, frequent guest of the show.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Mm-hmm.
Show me where he finished, and will you look up his prize money? Because when I looked, it was at like $193,000, but I'm not sure what he ended up. And I talked with him a lot yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And I was like, yo, how you feeling? Like, and he was like, I'll just read you some of it. I don't want to read you all of it because I wouldn't want him to feel like everything he says.
It's going to be on the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be a bad feeling.
So I said, hey, how'd you feel this weekend? Watched off and on and caught a few holes with you because on the ESPN Plus, they'll do holes specifically, like 17, 8, and you can just sit and watch everybody come through that hole. So I tried to catch him. And he said, I'm so close to being really dangerous.
Ooh, I like that.
And then he asked about basketball. And then he says, ball striking has gotten great. His putter wasn't its typical self, which he's known for putting.
Yeah.
Like that's where he's really strong. And he said, he says he has it all. He's just waiting for it to come together. They play in Tampa next week. And then I told him we'd come out and play golf with him sometime.
Nice.
And so we'll go out there and go play golf with them.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
and the players too was tough. Like no one was really making putts. It just wasn't the course. It wasn't the tournament where like putts were winning this thing. Like Jordan Spieth, who's like normally a really, really good putter, wasn't making anything. So the fact that Chesson wasn't putting well, it's all right. Nobody was.
What you got?
He tied for 44th. He brought home $75,000.
You think that's funny,
Kevin?
I
don't think that's right.
I mean, Kevin laughed.
Is that this year?
Tied for 44.
Is that this year's money? Because they moved it all up this year.
Chesson tied with
I see that too.
Five other people.
How did I have it wrong then? So wrong. Was he like 28th when I looked? Because what I had written down was 193,000.
That's quite the difference.
And that's quite the, yeah.
That's 27th. That's 193.
Okay. So this screenshot I sent to Eddie, when I was like, hey, he was 28th and he was 2 under. That must have been when I looked. So he made $75,000.
It's not bad. Not a bad weekend.
Hey, pretty good weekend.
I did not make $75,000 this weekend.
Good for you.
So there we go.
I hit Eddie up. You want to go? Oh, I need to get on your golf clubs. I keep forgetting.
Yeah, please. He's breaking mine. So
you're still playing with his?
Speed that up.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. let me be honest with you here, and then we'll wrap with this because it's about golf. Cobra. I was talking to my Cobra guy.
He's got a Cobra guy.
I was going to say, that's cool.
It's pretty legit.
And I brought Kevin up. And I don't want to be like, hey, hook my friend up. But I was like, hook my friend up. But I don't want to be like that. But I was kind of like that. And he said, let's give it a go and see what happens. My stomach is growling. I'm starving.
I heard that.
I'm on hole 30 and it blows. He'd be in for...
Yeah, how do you sell kickoff on that? Like, do you say like, oh, Kevin, man, he's a big golfer.
I know. Well,
he streams a lot.
I know. Really. I know. Let me figure this out. But I'm on to something for you.
Okay.
So keep playing with his.
Okay.
And I think we can get something going. I love my new clubs. Big Cobra guy. Big Puma guy.
Cobra guy.
I did just get some Puma shoes.
Did you pay for them?
Yeah.
I'll get you a rebate. I'm just kidding.
Hey, you know what I did the other day? I wore my Puma jacket to my vest to church. And my wife was like, you look good in that. And normally I'm like, this is my golf vest. I don't wear vests. But when I got that Puma vest, I wore it to church. And two people at church were like, that's a nice vest.
Really?
Thank you.
Good for you, buddy.
Big golfer. Big Puma guy, I said. So I'm you know, spreading the word at church.
That's what I say. Big Cobra guy, big Puma guy. Okay, look, we're done. I'm telling you too, my wife just sent me this. Because like I feel like weird in my head. And I'm like, I feel like I'm on drugs or something. Except I've never been on drugs. And so she sent me this thing about Whole 30, which is not a diet, it's just a different way to eat. It's no preservatives, right? I have bad gut issues. I've had it my whole life. And so finally she goes, well, let's do something about it, dum-dum. And so we're eating this thing and it's all meats, no cheese, no preservatives, no sugar unless it's fruit. And they say, here are some normal symptoms you may experience with Whole 30, especially in the first 14 days. Headaches, dull. Lethargy, sleepiness, crankiness, brain fog, cravings.
Oh, that's you.
Well, I don't know about all those, jerk.
Oh, yeah.
Cranky. Definitely suffering some of that.
On his period, yeah.
Mild digestive issues, bloating, irregularity. But I'm suffering from this. And suffering, it is. My friend Ben at Rector hit me up. He was like, hey, what's up with Whole 30? I've been thinking about doing that just to kind of reset myself. And he said, are you always hungry? I said, no, you're not. Sometimes you feel incomplete. He goes, isn't that hungry? I said, yes, but I have to say incomplete because if I say I'm hungry all the time, I'd be miserable.
Yeah.
He said, sometimes I sit around feeling incomplete. And he goes, yeah, it sounds miserable. I said, yeah, it is. So that's it. We'll leave you. Coleman, have a safe week, buddy. We'll talk to you in a few days. Let us know where you're going. I will be in Des Moines. I think probably if I can get enough tickets, Eddie will be in Des Moines.
That'd be great. Let me know. I'm there. God, it'd be awesome.
It would be awesome. I know. I told my wife we have to wear our hats, though.
We forgot them last time.
The reason we didn't wear them last time because we're in the section with the coach's wife.
Wait, we won't be in that section in
Des
Moines?
We will. That's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Were you going to go if you weren't? Or?
No, I'd still go, but that's pretty legit being with the family members.
There's also a chance, too, that I wouldn't have enough tickets for the coaches section, but Kevin, if like you just sit anywhere in the place, you could probably go, too. We'll just get you a ticket for somewhere in the gym.
I do appreciate that. I have family in town this weekend.
They can suck it.
Wow.
NCAA tournament's here.
Wow.
I know.
Hey, Cobra clubs.
They tell me to go home.
Those
go
Cobra clubs.
And back, same day. Tell me that wouldn't be awesome. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly. For your birthday, dude.
Absolutely.
For your birthday trip?
Birthday present. I would even buy the tickets for you.
Dang. All right, I'm going to call my dad right now.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Final thought real quick. Eddie, give me a quick final thought.
Yeah, I was hyping up the Bearcats, Sam Houston State.
Yeah,
they did not make the tournament. They are in the NIL, though, or what is it called?
Well, NIT.
MIT.
The crazy thing is there's NLI and NIL, and they mean different things.
Really?
Well, the letter of intent, when you...
NIL.
NLI. NIL is name, image, likeness.
Oh, man, that's too confusing.
Exactly. Kevin.
Mine is, I don't know anything about guys going from college to the NBA because I think Kyle Filipowski is unbelievable. And then I look at his draft, where he's going to go next year, and it's like the 28th. And I'm like, okay, I know nothing.
Yeah, Timmy.
Yeah.
But he's like 41 years old. player of the year nine times. You're like, yeah, but he kills in the NBA. And last year he went in to see where he would fall in the draft, and he pulled himself out, went back to Gonzaga, obviously, because he could probably make more money there because of NIL. But this year I looked again, and he's like mid-second again, but he has to go this year. He can't come back again. I don't think he can unless he has a COVID year. Can you imagine Timmy like 47 years old?
Man.
Beer belly. Shooting threes like that one guy at the Y that you know was good back in the day. It still has a little bit on him.
Yes.
What you got, Coleman?
My final thought, Bobby, I thought of it as you were talking. You need to use Chess and Hadley to get to other golfers so that you can text him. I mean, he openly tells you about how he's feeling about his game. You need to do that every Wednesday, but with other PGA Tour golfers, you could become a golf handicapper.
I have integrity, Coleman, and I'll never use my friendship to get to know other people. And secondly, I asked him after the tournament was over.
Yeah, not before.
I did hit him up last time mid-tournament. It was like, yo, we're watching, killing it. He was like, thanks. And they didn't kill it the day after that, so I felt like it's a little bit my fault.
And if you asked him on Wednesdays, he would know 100%. Like,
hey, how you feeling today, bud? No, can you be a little more detailed? And who's standing around you right now? How do they feel? Yeah, that would be weird. I'll say it again. It's the best weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm going to recommend you go and you get yourself a little snip-snip, even if you don't need it. A vasectomy? Even if you have to fake it.
Mm. Why again?
Because you need to watch all the games. Okay. TBS, TNT, True TV, CBS. I mean, it's the greatest.
Your wife won't argue if you have a vasectomy.
Of course not. And, you know, I'm going to go, and I'm trying not to get my hopes up too much because Illinois is going to be a tough game. I get it. But I think we can win it all, baby.
Come on.
I think we can win it all. National champions. Oh, I can't wait. Get on the Musk bus, mother. Yeah. All right. We will see you guys on Friday. Oh, Thursday. We're going to put the show out Thursday, Mike, right?
Thursday.
To beat all the games. All right. We'll see you guys on Thursday. Bye, everybody. Theme song written by me, Bobby Bones, and performed by Brandon Ray. Follow Brandon on socials at Brandon Ray Music. He's awesome. Thanks to our crew, our co-host, Coleman Crawley at Sharp Shot Select, our segment producer at Kickoff Kevin, our video producer at Producer Eddie, our executive producer at Mike Destro, all co-hosts, all producers, all lovely gentlemen. Most importantly, thank you for listening. I'm Bobby Bones. Talk to you next week.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.